For the last time, it's not Basketball Jones. It's GRD Sweekly.
Indeed it is.
I can't stop singing Alibi Jones.
And why not?
Because Mike's here.
Mike who?
Mike?
Mike Loma, the author of Alibi Jones.
I hear it's got a great song.
I'm not singing it again.
So hi, welcome to GRD's Weekly episode number
146.
You're positive on that?
Yes, I am.
You wrote it down?
I don't know.
I have it down.
Good stuff.
So I'd like to thank everyone for kicking back and welcome to your first non-SOPA blackout day. Doesn't it feel good to have Facebook back by
yes.
the time you hear this?
Yes, it does.
Facebook didn't go anywhere. Wicca didn't go anywhere.
Did
we actually go anywhere?
We did.
We took the whole day
you never visit our site.
You don't know.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, hi, we're the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com, that fantastic, fun site you can go to. Facebook, Twitter, we're at all those places. The people here tonight, we do have a very special guest. In fact, we do have author, podcaster, Irish jig dancer, Mike Loma.
I posted a video of myself online, and 1,000 people have watched it. Therefore, I assume everyone knows my name and admires my work.
But of course they do. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hey. That there's the Flintstress.
The world needs more singer-songwriters and fewer doctors and engineers.
Finally agreeing with your
yep.
students, huh? The guy who doesn't
and
mean
rap stars.
The guy who doesn't mean to be creepy, but there it is. It's the Bruce.
Because I have no shame or self-awareness.
And hi, I'm the amazingly
I'm
talented producer, author, director, actor, and of course my new Star Trek Miami episode is up, and you can see all that in the show. It's, hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You're so self-promotional, and everyone enjoys that.
Who wouldn't?
It's not your turn to pimp.
What? No,
it's
no.
always your turn to pimp.
I'm happy to be pimping it.
You're damn right I am. So, yeah, we have author and dancer. How long have you been dancing, Mike?
You know, I'm just starting that.
Okay.
Like right now.
Like this instant.
Like, yeah, I guess. When did you say that? How long ago was that?
20, 30 years? I don't know. Oh, no, just now. I said it a few seconds ago. I have no
okay,
idea.
Okay, so I guess I just started.
Mike is joining us for two reasons. One, because he wants to come up and have some stuff pimped, and why not? And two, because we need a really cool reason to show off our new gear that we have. So,
yeah.
So let's get
on
right
this
to
video
it.
Cast that we
exactly.
can show off.
Well, we can
not
take
a video
picture
cast.
I know.
That's
and put it here
at this
chair. And we could just look at it while
uh-huh.
we do the show. Okay.
That's a stupid idea.
That's horrible. That'd be the worst
let's
podcast
kick it off.
Ever.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the fray. What have you been doing geeky, sir?
Oh, what have I been doing geeky? I've been making a comic book.
That's pretty freaking geeky.
And
I've got a new one coming
out.
It's called Red Hot, and it's my first one in color in a long time, and it's my first like modern day superhero kind of story.
Are you working
I
with?
Tried, and therefore, no one should criticize me.
Are you working with the same artists from Alibi Jones?
Well, actually, one of the artists is the same. It's the guy who did the middle story, Resap Gwynn, who mm-hmm. did the Father's Day story in the comic book. He's doing the full color artwork for this new Red Hot series.
And is that like so red hot? So is it bold? Is it spicy?
It's
oh,
hot. It's
well,
spicy. He's an up and coming superhero. He's like the third red hot of his family in a generational kind of sense.
See, I thought of those little candies that you get around Valentine's Day. You know, the little red hots.
That's how he got his powers.
Oh, yeah.
Irradiated red hots.
That's well, it happened. Is coming out February 1st, so, I mean, there is, I guess, a tie in there.
Ooh.
Ooh.
If you love someone, give them red hot.
Yes, this is the best red hot you can give for Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those shows, folks.
What yep. else you been doing, geeky?
Who? Working on another novel, another Alibi Jones novel, actually, because he started as a novel character before becoming a comic book character.
I think I did read that. Pretty cool. What do you think he likes better, comic books or novel form?
Whew. Hard to say because I've got great ideas for both and they come in different ways. You know, like the comic book stories are kind of like the way he shows up in short stories. He likes to be in comics for short stories.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else fun and exciting going on in your magical
Watching
world?
Any movies, playing any video games?
I've been like just so focused on working on the comic book because it's I just got the colored pages in. I've got to make sure all the lettering is on because I do
sorry.
The lettering myself. So
pages of color. Let's be sensitive.
Politically correct.
Yes, thank you.
Like, you
like,
didn't
oh
even
my God,
get it.
What did I agree to?
Yeah, if we're nothing else, we're politically correct
to?
Around here.
That's certainly
F
a
that. So you've been so busy working on the comic. Oh, well, you'll be
yeah,
done
you
sort
know,
of soon.
Kind of woodshedding, I guess.
Yeah.
He's a giver. You got to love that about him. Radio people are givers. That's just in our nature. That's how that works. Don't
oh,
give
really?
Me that look.
People get givers, actually. Or just givers, no the.
Oh, okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to let her talk about everything that we allegedly did together until she realizes she forgot a ton of it.
Yeah, I forget usually about a third of it, so I'll go ahead and get started. We watched some movies.
Yes, such as?
Yeah, we watched Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you know how the college kids always go into the woods and then something bad happens. Serial killer, scary cabin, chainsaw-wielding maniac. Okay, but what if it was all a big misunderstanding and you could see it from both points of view?
What if when you looked over and saw a couple of hillbilly redneck creepy-looking guys at midnight when you're skinny dipping with your friends put one of your friends in a boat?
Take her back to the cabin.
What if she accidentally bumped her head and they pulled her out of the water, but you freaked out and ran away, so they took her back to her cabin to help her?
Oh, God.
And
okay.
It is so fun. And what's his name from us? From Firefly. Wash.
Alan Tudyk,
isn't it?
And Tyler something other, I forgot his name, who was Sock and Reaper. So Sock and Wash are hillbillies.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like a bad laundromat plot.
Always wash your socks.
Exactly. And he gets to have this wonderful line. He's like, I'll call the cops. What am I going to do? Say, officer, we were here doing some chores when all of a sudden these college kids started killing themselves on my property.
Because that basically is what happened. They like accidentally die all over the place. Because
they
didn't
really go to rescue
cool.
her, uh-huh. and they're arming themselves, and they don't know what they're doing. So it's beautiful. It's
okay.
It's a slasher film the way you haven't seen it before. It's kind of awesome.
I had The Howling on my list, but did we already talk about that? Was
we
that
did
last
not.
Week? No. Okay, so we watched The Howling.
Because it was on Friday the 13th.
It was Friday the 13th. What day is today? It's the 18th.
Not the 13th.
Not the 13th. No. It's only like 5 days. Okay, cool.
Right.
The Howling.
Is that the original one?
Oh, yes.
She had never seen the original Howling. Now, you're a fan of this, I take it, sir?
Just a mild one. It's just been ages since I saw it. I think I saw it actually in the movie theaters when it first came out.
Wow, that's the last time
you spent money on that?
Hey, dude, no. That is a Joe Dante film.
I was a young, foolish kid going to movies.
That is a Joe Dante film. You will shut your damn dirty mouth.
Yeah.
That's a good time. Dee Wallace Stone, Patrick McNee, Dick Miller. Come on, everybody's in this. John Carradine is in this, for the love of God.
Yeah, but I feel like back in the day, I know it's not all that far back in the day. Right. You know, in the relative...
It came out in, what, 81? It was filmed in 80, so...
Okay, that's
I mean,
back
is it
enough.
Just
yeah,
that
that's
people,
high school years for me, so yeah, that's about right.
People didn't, like, figure out plot twists or whatever, because I'm watching it and I'm like, well, duh, they're all werewolves, like, 20 minutes into the movie, and I'm not that smart. So, I mean, was there something in the water in the 80s and people didn't just know things, or is it because I've just seen a lot of movies?
It could be because you've seen a lot of movies, because in 1980, how did most people see movies? Going to the movies.
I guess.
Or when they randomly came on TV. Come on.
And the funniest part was that all of the werewolves were this, like, hideous thing until the one girl starts to turn into a werewolf. And she's like, she looks like a shih tzu. She's so, like, so adorable and basically has a little bow in her hair. And I'm like, really? She didn't even get a snout.
Starts with oohs and ahs, but later there's barking and biting.
Well, that just reminded me of something else.
Really?
Wow. Barking and biting reminded her of something else. How did your weekend
human.
Go? Oh.
Also about werewolves. So we had the premiere of the U.S. edition is back on TV.
Mm-hmm. Second
did
season.
You watch this,
no.
Bruce? No.
No
Mike, do you watch
Mike,
Being
do you
human?
Watch Being Human?
Either version?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a good one. So it's a werewolf and a vampire and a ghost who all live in an apartment. Sounds like the punch, the you know, the setup.
So a werewolf, a ghost, and a vampire walk into a bar. They see a rabbi and a priest.
And a black guy.
What you talking about, Kate?
Just telling a black joke.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
You broke me.
Thank you. I try. That's what I do.
Ooh. And so that was pretty good. But, you know, it's just like, and Mike, maybe you can answer this. Why does every kind of like episodic thing now have to have a cliffhanger at the end? Why are we really not going to come back and watch the next episode? Why do we have to get left hanging every single week?
I blame Lost.
Oh,
no.
On an island. Oh, wait, we don't do that anymore.
I actually never watched it. That's why I blame it, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, sir.
Well, now that Lost is complete, it'd be a good time to get all the DVDs and start at the beginning and just get lost. Because
one of those weeks, one of those centuries I have,
you know,
will do that.
Yeah, February,
Mike, just
March.
Take all the DVDs and get lost. That's a good plan. Thank you.
It was just
play
at a point where I was like, I can't get into another one of these kind of shows. It sucks me in.
It is the one of these of those. I can't even say that.
It's one of these then of those things.
It is
things,
the
yeah.
most like hook, draw you in, can't stop watching it shows that exist. of all time.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It made sense.
Okay.
Somewhere.
In your
Somewhere
brain.
In my brain. Sure.
I suppose.
All right. Also on my list, Glee. Yay, Glee
yes,
is back.
Yes, Glee is back.
And spoiler alert, Will proposed to Emma. So,
aww. Lovely.
In the swimming pool with synchronized swimmers, which now, is not that romantic.
No, maybe she's a big Ethel Merman fan and I didn't get
they
that.
They could be. Established
really?
That.
No,
she, you know. She
they established
like
they had a synchronized swimming team about 35 minutes prior to that.
With one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes. Who was in the individual synchronized swimming. Won a gold,
hey,
won a bronze
she
medal.
She won a bronze medal. You shut your damn dirty
individual
mouth.
Individual synchronizer.
You can't
everybody,
have individual synchronized swimming.
Everybody in my house at some time or another went, what?
Wait, what?
I believe
you can tell the intellect of folks by how long it takes them to get that joke.
We all went, but what?
So you all turned into Kyle's mom?
Yeah, pretty much. It was, but the thing was, it was it was staccato fashion because it was one and then the other, then the other, then the other, then the other. What?
Okay. Have you,
I would have loved to see that.
You've seen this episode, right?
Yes.
Okay, good man. Do you watch Glee, Mike? You don't watch
TV. He doesn't watch TV. He makes comic books. Were you listening?
Novels? No, I really wasn't. I
was listening.
You know,
Mike.
Okay. A lot of
got
times
no
people
time
are like,
for TV.
Mike, where do you find the time to do all this? And it's like, well, because I don't do some of those other things, so.
Wow.
Well,
so
there you go. He's got his priorities.
You do know that it's an election year, right? I don't know if you've.
Okay, well, that's
even
one of the things
that,
I am passionate about is politics and stuff like
that. That doesn't make for geeky talk, unfortunately. So, Bruce.
No.
Yes. What, go ahead.
Mike, you guys have to back me up on this or not. I need another opinion.
Okay,
because
go ahead.
I thought I was going to despise this episode of Glee because it started off with a cardinal sin. For me,
Greece.
It started off with goddamn Greece.
Yep.
Had me a blast.
It almost looked like they were at Rydell High.
It was perfect. It was perfect. It was awesome.
It was perfect other than the fact that it was Grease. I just
saw Grease in the movie theater when I was a kid.
So did I.
It was, you know, perfect age. So,
yeah. Thank you, Mike.
I want to hate it, but I can't.
Oh,
you can't.
Oh,
you just can't.
Sure,
but
you can.
It's not a good message.
Look
it's not
me.
A good message.
It's a horrible message.
They both
of
change.
Of course it is.
She
it's the
Twilight message. Be everything the boy needs you
but
to.
But he changes for her too. He changes for her too.
He for a moment and then went, huh, no, I still get to be this. Let's go drive into the clouds. What the hell's that?
That was supposed to be your John Travolta.
I hope that wasn't Olivia Newton-John.
Email him to complain, BillyFlynn at GeekRadioDaily.com. I'm doing it right now.
No, it was actually, the song was very, very well done. The video, how they set that up was very well done.
Okay.
The fact that you don't like that it's Grease, okay, but I can't bemoan it that much. Really, I can't.
If you like Grease, you can like Grease, but don't tell me you like it because it's this wonderful love story. Because
I never said that.
No, I'm just saying in general, mm-hmm. I'd like it out there for that.
It's a good story,
I could have fun with it if it wasn't for that. In fact, that's why I like Grease too, because they drop all pretenses of trying to do...
And he jumps the motorcycle over the pool.
Over the pool, and you get Adrian Zemed singing about making out in the fallout shelter. Come on.
Wait, you said you like Grease too?
I prefer if I have to watch a Grease movie, I'm going to watch the great Maxwell Caulfield because it's always Rex Manning Day. Thank you.
Wow. I know, right?
Yeah,
it's
no
sacrilege,
kidding. Welcome,
but whatever.
Welcome to our show.
Oh, it's still on My Geekest Week, right?
It certainly is. Yeah, it's not 30 or 40 minutes into the show yet.
You know what? Shut it. We also watch Once Upon a Time on ABC.
Yes.
We watch a
That's
lot of TV.
That's another show you're not
we
watching,
We need to make
Mike.
Some comic books. Because
I've seen it, actually,
way
a couple
too
of
much
times.
TV.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, this one was pretty good. It was Hansel and Gretel.
Okay, that I didn't see this one. This is the one I did not see.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I saw last week's, I'm like one episode behind.
This was a nice, cheesy... chewing the scenery kind of rompish little bit of fun and
it was fun and the actress
seemed like a
from,
side story kind of
yeah like it wasn't advancing the plot per se with the whole good versus evil, but it sort of did because every little victory against the queen is her chipping away at the curse.
Ooh, that's
I know
that's
that was
zen.
Deep. That show is not that deep, but I just got deep.
No, and it was really it's really weird because Nicholas Lay is in this and people, well, you know him from X-Files, and that's let's just say that. So, and if you don't know that name, then you don't know who I'm talking about anyway, because you didn't watch X-Files. But I saw him, and I was like, ooh, wait a minute.
And then somebody rolls up into town at the very end. Strangers don't come to Storybrooke.
So. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun.
So you don't need to see it now, Bruce.
I know.
Okay, cool.
The thing. No, cool. There's still
stuff. Oh, and Hansel and Gretel killed this witch by pushing her into an oven. Oh, spoilers!
Oh, spoilers!
I'm so sorry.
Too soon?
Probably.
Boo! All right. We also watched Castle. Did you watch Castle?
Yes, I actually saw that today. Just make sure I saw it before this.
Castle, I love it. I do. But sometimes it dumbs down a little too much and it's annoying. Like, they basically accuse the mayor of murder in front of someone who works at a television station.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, oh, I hope it doesn't get on the news. Or what? I mean, that's just dumb. It's because what happened is when they're writing, and like I said, Mike is a writer, maybe you can help me out here. They're writing dialogue on paper, and they're not envisioning that this guy is still in the room. He hasn't had any lines in a while. So I think, can you like forget that a character is there? Has that ever happened to you,
well,
Mike?
See, the camera.
Oh, sure, you can forget.
Because that was my theory.
You know, there was one time, and if I can digress just for a second.
Yeah, go for it.
Like we don't.
Okay.
We have to
you know, you have beta
target,
readers
people.
Who read your books as you're writing and trying to get something out. And I had one, Sarah, who's really good at picking up on inconsistencies and glaring plot holes and things like that. And in my second book, Vatican Ambassador, and at one point she's writing in the notes, she goes, check this guy. He died 200 pages ago. He can't speak now.
That's awesome. Well, unless it's a zombie story, but I don't think so. Even then, no. They don't really say much.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So that makes me feel better because it was probably just an oversight because I was kind of mad at the writers. I was like, you didn't think about this. And there's those moments happen every now and then, especially in Castle, that is just kind of like, come on, guys. But it's just so
fun. I really
fun.
Think that's for the audience that's not clever enough to keep up with the complicated stories that they tell.
Yeah, on Castle.
Yeah. It's a fun show, but it's not really all that hard to figure out.
No, I mean, well, occasionally they'll give you the, you know...
It's a twist.
Yeah, well, they'll give you the double twist sometimes, which is fun, because it's like, oh, it's not this guy, so it is this guy. Oh, but no, it was actually this other person.
That we saw the first 5 minutes of the show, and we never talked to again. Did you get the feeling this episode was kind of a setup, and that the new captain is kind of against certain things?
It's definitely a setup for some of their more overarching, you know, serious, this plot line, which is why next week's preview is all about dogs, because it's like, oh, let's get completely
they're doing a filler
silly
episode, mm-hmm. right.
after we just got completely serious in this one. So yes, this was a pivotal episode, the
in somehow.
Extent of which we will not know for some time.
Yes,
nobody's apartment is blowing up anytime soon. Let's
no, not
that way. So.
Unless the dog did it. Just cut dun, to a shitty eyed dog.
And he's got like electrical wires hanging out of his...
Nope, just a dog. Just cut to him and his eyes will shift. And everyone go, ooh, it was him.
That would be awesome. Canine arson. What else on my list? New Girl. Did I talk about New Girl?
No, you didn't.
We just watched New
Girl.
Because
we just watched it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, Zooey Deschanel is cute, but she is not hot. Mike?
Mike, Zooey Deschanel, hot, yes or no?
Yes.
Hot or cute?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Or. There's an or there.
Yeah,
hot,
she's
hot
or
cute.
She can't be both hot and cute?
Thank you.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
She's cute hot.
Yeah.
She's not hot hot.
But she's hot.
She's cute hot.
I don't want to
she's
see her naked.
She's hot and she's cute.
Are you crazy?
I have no desire to see her naked.
Wow. We're guys. Do you want to see her naked? I do.
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, I'm outvoted.
I've got my hand up. I know you can't see it, but
anyway,
it's
I'm
really?
Outvoted.
Both hands, sir.
Oh, Billy Flynn. I mean, this was a fun episode where she went to the effort of like setting up a party for Schmidt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to try some bro juice. But yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Well, I have aggression issues.
Anger management issue.
That was
and
cool.
I have to take classes, court ordered.
Okay, I'm almost done with my list, I swear.
Sure.
It's been geeky. I'm a geek.
I know.
Can
I
say?
I hear you.
All right.
You can say hello in five different languages.
I can.
I know.
On The Simpsons, Lisa invents Spring Face Facebook. Okay, yeah. Now, it's a total ripoff of The Social Network, the movie.
Yeah.
But why can South Park do a episode making fun of something or parroting something like that week? And The Simpsons, I mean, it's been years since that movie's been out.
Because they make it a week at a time.
If South Park can do it, The Simpsons can do it.
Well, The Simpsons, they do their voice acting, then they send everything over to China to get it drawn, then send it back.
Okay, we're still talking digital transmission. It can't take that long to send something to China.
To get it animated and everything?
Yeah. They do everything in-house, and they change it minute by minute with South Park.
Huh.
Yeah, so I mean, it's the fact that you get to do everything there and not have to go to somebody else and
wait. But
that's
just, okay, even there, even that, right. It still seemed like an abnormally long time from the event to the parody.
Well, they had to take 3-4 years to actually make it somewhat funny.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was.
I did
comedy
say somewhat.
Is tragedy plus time.
So, yeah.
Exactly. We also, as part of Animation Domination, caught the premiere of Napoleon Dynamite, the animated series.
How
did
was
you watch
that?
It?
No, I didn't watch
it. It was actually pretty funny.
Was it?
I'm going to Okay, this is how this works for me. It is not as good, but it reminds me tonally of the Clerks cartoon.
Really?
Okay.
No, I don't know if that's because, you know, it's just another cartoon based on a movie that I really enjoyed, but it's that same kind of, it's still based in the reality that you know, but then they go into some very cartoonish places,
mm-hmm.
like Rex Kwando hosting the what is it, the Thunder Silo in the first episode? So they have cage matches in the first episode. You're like, okay, so yeah. They don't, you know, they don't have a Leonardo villain yet, but mm-hmm. I'm sure somewhere. So you recognize the Clerks cartoon, Mike?
Oh, I love the Clerks cartoon. So I've got the DVD.
That's before you were writing books and comics.
Yes.
He has seen
something. Before I got this serious about it, I suppose.
By Jove.
Nice. Well, then I have to play this because I love any chance I get to, and especially for someone who can appreciate it.
Quickly, in here. Who's driving? Oh, my God, Bear's driving. Who could that be?
How can that be?
That is so funny. How can that be?
Oh, I love my Clerks cartoon.
Transformer transforms and there's blood. I love that.
Oh, no, Tom Cruise. You show me the money.
Work, work, work. Time to go to work.
Call you anonymous. You're very bad.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Dante Hicks is just like you. He loves grape soda.
All right, we need to watch that again, like, instantly.
No.
Bear's driving.
Plaintiff.
And then also, we watched Family Guy. And this is the one where Brian is dating the girl who's blind. Did you see the
No, I didn't see any of those. No.
You made a good point. Remember when Brian used to be like the voice of reason?
I do miss that so much.
And Brian now he's just doing all kinds of wacky, silly, crazy stuff just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Has it just been the influence of living in the Griffin house?
They're running out of ideas.
The show just keeps going. Remember when Stewie really used to always be about trying to kill Lois?
Yeah, that's true.
They tried to address that a few years ago with that two-part fake episode.
So, yeah, how it wouldn't work. And yeah,
Seth MacFarlane has kind of said that he would like the show, you know, that it shouldn't only go but so far.
Yeah.
Brian is not the same character he was.
Well, because they're caricatures. They're all total crazy exaggerations of humans, so there's only so much you can really do with that.
There is that. We can bring back Quagmire's dad. Mom.
Yeah, well.
Dad? No.
No, it's still dad, but
because
not
otherwise
male
it's
anymore.
Dom, and we can't go there.
All right,
I did your dad.
All right, I promise to keep this brief, but I need a little mini rant at Verizon Wireless.
Get ready.
Here we go. Okay?
We've been Verizon Wireless customers for like 12 years, and I'm due to upgrade March 2nd.
Whoa. I'm sorry, just to interject. We were Bell Atlantic Mobile customers.
Yes.
Okay. So it's been that
long. You know, before
long.
Verizon was Verizon, back when people were saying Verizon.
Yeah, back when people said Verizon. When they
We
saw
were
the
there from the beginning, and I'm due to upgrade March 2nd. Which is like not even 6 weeks from now, right? My phone dies. Completely dies.
Uh-huh.
Kaput. Will they let me just go ahead and upgrade? No. They want me to pay $700 for a new phone.
They did for me. They let me upgrade when I had 3 months.
Uh-huh. 3 months. They let him do it.
Yeah. And we're on the same plan. You know?
Yeah.
Same plan. It's all linked together.
We go in the store and they're just like, no. Well, let's see about a certified pre-owned. I was like, I don't want your goddamn certified pre-owned phone. I was so pissed.
Please.
I like don't really get that angry. But lately I've been getting really bad customer service. So here's the thing, though. I know that if I call them, I can like work it up the chain till I get to a manager
high
enough up who can... But that means I'm going to have to explain the situation like at least 4 times. If you think about it, right?
Okay.
Because you have to tell the peon who answers the phone or else they won't put you up to the manager.
Okay. How much is your time worth, though?
That's what I'm saying. So what I've done...
Bitch, please.
So I've activated my old 2008.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Ancient.
LG Dare.
Hello. Hi, it's the 1930s. Can we have our words and clothes and shitty airplane back? And hey, watch out for that Adolf Hitler. He's a bad egg.
Yeah, okay, it basically is a rotary phone.
It's not a rotary phone.
It is driving me insane. You touch the screen, and the screen, like, vibrates, shakes under your finger. I forgot about that. And
you can turn that off, you know.
Yep.
And but it doesn't even take. I have to tap it like 80 times to get it to recognize me. I'm like,
I would like to remind you that when you had your Android, you told me that it wouldn't be that long before I could upgrade my phone and I could just deal with it.
Oh.
Well, you didn't know. See, I know.
See,
what
her smartphone
like.
Had
I
a brain aneurysm.
I saw your phone. Of course I knew.
So I turned off our data plan.
I've been waiting for her this rant. This is hilarious to me.
I turned off the data plan and downgraded back to my old phone. And I'm
hey, unlimited text though.
Hey now.
That's true. But I can't update Facebook while I'm driving.
You should be doing it anyway.
I think of clever things on the road.
Driving 70 miles an hour.
I don't really do that.
What, Mike?
Should not be doing that.
I don't. Yeah,
it's against the law in Vermont, actually.
It's against the law in Virginia, too.
Okay.
I don't really do that. Maybe sometimes at a red light.
But it's not an offense they can pull you over for.
I think they can.
No, they can.
Oh, no, they can.
It's a secondary offense.
Sweet. Oh, so if I'm swerving,
then they can pull me over. Because
got
you're doing it.
Got it.
I love these things. Okay, seatbelt laws. Do you have them in Vermont, sir?
Oh, yes.
Okay, can you be pulled over if you're not wearing a seatbelt?
No, it's one of those laws that they can enforce if they pull you over. Yes.
See, I thought Virginia was like the only one that did that still.
Wow. No.
Secondary offense.
There's a big subset of people in the state of Virginia that are very anti-seatbelt. It is so strange.
Yeah, there was an article once about somebody getting hurt, like the seatbelt cut them or something, and I don't know. I know old people who like will not wear their seatbelt. It's crazy.
This is a state where it was like 7 years ago in the General Assembly when they were talking about raising the blood alcohol level for DUI and stuff, where one of the assembly people actually said, and it's on public record, you act like you want to take all the fun out of driving.
Awesome.
Hey, we're the only state with a... with that holiday.
When the phone finally drives me crazy, or I finally get some time at work where it's not so busy, and I can actually sit on the phone with Verizon for like an hour of my time, I will eventually upgrade. But for right now, I am back in the dark ages with my old dumb phone.
Oh, jeez. It's like you're sending carrier pigeons. But it's not that bad.
The battery lasts for like a month. It lasts forever. And I'm like, that's because it's not doing anything. It's not doing anything. It's not thinking.
So do you have to send Morse code with it? Is that what I do?
Basically. I mean, I'm using text language, which I don't really use anymore. I don't like to do a U instead of a Y-O-U.
Well, then type out the Y-O-U. It does have a QWERTY. You turn it sideways.
I know, but it's stupid. Anyway.
I have the same phone. This
Whatever.
Is why I'm dogging her about this.
And it sucks. All right. I'm off of that.
You feel
also,
better?
Yeah, I do actually. Thanks. Also, on Sunday, we went to this little mini Comic-Con in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the Virginia Comic-Con. And it was at the...
It's where RavenCon was 3 years ago.
Yeah, the Crown Plaza. The place where you broke PRS's car.
Yes, where you
that
broke
place.
Where
it was. Yes, yeah. I remember that.
But it was like basically just in one of those big rooms, but they had dealers, and they you bought some cool stuff. And
it did.
We'll put some pictures up as soon as we... like the internet again.
Was it more than just comics, or is it?
I have an Avengers, look at that, 56.
Comics.
Wow.
That I'm, if stands back at Dragon Con this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's 12, it's 12 cents.
Yeah, you want to get like 8 of them?
I'll get 8 of them.
Well, no, I'm just saying, yeah.
And then artwork-wise.
That's not what it much it is, though.
Steven Burks from iconographstudios.com in Midlothian, of all places.
Huh.
Dude, look at this Green Lantern recruitment
Tilt
poster.
Tilt it a little bit. There you go. All right. That's nice.
Okay, well, people at home can't see
it,
so let's move on.
I want to show Bruce, so we'll have to get that
going. But we'll put some pictures up, and that was pretty cool. And we did it as a roller derby event, so we're all skating around the Comic-Con, and that was pretty fun.
Knocking people over.
No, we didn't.
Shooting them, hip-checking them right into the comics.
And it was free.
And
they're going to have them on a somewhat regular basis with people all around this area. And they had James O'Barr, for the love of God. They got like the guy to be the Crow to show up. So, you know.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah,
and then I picked up.
He wasn't
some
there when we were
stuff.
There, which was odd because I was there for the most of the time. But
he showed up for the requisite 20 minutes.
Yeah. But no, it was totally fun and neat and Comic-Con-y. And I didn't really like dress all the way up in my outfits or any kind of costume. But I wore like a Supergirl T-shirt and like those little just the boot covers with my skates.
Okay, so you're wearing sort of con clothes, not sort of
like
of not cosplaying.
Roller derby slash.
I kept
like,
my
if Supergirl played
shirt
roller derby. If Supergirl played roller derby, that's what she would wear. She'd be badass at roller derby.
Yeah, seeing how she's invulnerable.
I know, right? That would be good. Anyway, it'd be good as long as she's on my team.
Mike, Android or iPhone? Which are you?
Neither.
Oh my God, you're Bruce.
Shut up.
That's crazy. You have a flip phone?
Do you have a StarTech
phone?
You have a what?
It's not even a flip phone.
Is it a Nokia? You remember Nokia?
Oh, it might be. I don't even know.
Wow.
I'd have to look at it, but I think it is a Nokia. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay, then. You know what? 1997
I like to be
called.
Able to get away, and I don't want to be that attached to it.
Well, there you go.
Don't you have willpower? I know she doesn't.
I
don't you have the willpower to not...
So speaking of willpower, I was off the internet all day today because of, you know, the sopapilla.
Sopapilla
blackout. And I know that you know a lot more about it than I do, and we don't really want to go into it in huge detail, but
not
the government should not be trying to regulate what we do at all for anything. I'm just kidding. I mean, you know, like the USDA.
You don't get to control
like,
what you don't
know.
Own.
It's true.
So there you go. It doesn't belong to you.
Very succinct.
There you go.
Billy Flynn.
So the?
Oh, wait. You didn't let me say it.
Say what?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm done. But I reserved the right to chime in later just in case I forgot
something. You
said
that.
Did I?
Yeah.
You went, okay, I'm done, except I've got to do this rant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Did
I don't even listen to myself.
Just did the raids blind you that much?
I think
much?
So. I think I hulked out there for a
little
bit.
All right, then hold that thought. The?
Okay. The first thing I got to do, I got to watch a movie myself. It was
a
not
whole
very,
movie?
Yeah, a whole movie. I actually sat down and watched a whole movie. Not very geeky, though. It's The Help.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Why would you watch that by yourself?
No, I didn't say I watched it by myself. I said I watched
I've got
the
tape.
Whole movie. You go ahead, okay. Listen to it. It's not geeky in any way, shape, or form, or fashion, any way possible, but it is an excellent story. It's a good movie, but an excellent story.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been wanting to read the book, but my friend who's supposed to lend it to me mm-hmm. keeps forgetting to bring it, and then I don't want to buy it or download it.
Getting.
Yeah.
She keeps forgetting to bring it to me.
So it's the acting in there is absolutely just phenomenal. There's just something not quite right with the movie. But like I
said,
it's
gone bad. It expired.
That it's formulaic and it's trying
no.
to tell you how to feel.
No. Actually, it doesn't do that. It's not a formulaic tearjerker. It just isn't.
I didn't call it a tearjerker.
Yeah, I'm letting you know.
Okay.
It's not. But it does tweak a little bit of emotion. But it again, it's just a very good story.
Did it touch you deep inside?
Touch your brother hot.
Show me on the doll where the movie touched you.
Gross, Bruce.
Hey, you were going there.
No.
Thanks a lot,
I was.
Bruce.
See?
Oh, damn. See, now I need a thanks a lot to Mike.
Great.
All right. Some of the new shows that came on. Alcatraz. Did you see this?
We haven't. I messed up
I tried
today.
To. Really, really tried
oh,
to.
I had a girl moment, so don't say anything about it.
All right.
So we ended up watching Castle instead.
Okay. It's a new show from J.J. Abrams.
Say nothing.
Hey. Am I giving spoilers?
Hey, how about this? Earmuffs. You can spoil yourself for 30 seconds. Is it good, Bruce?
Go ahead, Bruce.
It's not Lost, but a lot of people are trying to compare it to Lost. It's not, but it's still
but,
a good show.
But look, it takes place on an island, and
yeah.
mysterious
and,
things
and it's
happen,
got Jorge,
and it's got...
Yeah. No, it's still not the same show.
But no, it's from the guy who made it, and it's on
who
an
cares?
Island.
Yeah, he also
There's
made Mission Impossible 3. What's your point?
But the Hanso Foundation was mentioned in it, which ties it all together.
Was it?
Yes, it was in the credits.
Yeah,
Special
yeah.
thanks was given to the Hanson Foundation.
Yeah.
Okay,
seen
that
the
kind
movie,
of little crap,
that
stuff, I like that.
Okay.
I'm also a packaging whore. No,
not
but like I'll buy a DVD
about.
If you put it in like a special thing. And I like extras and I like Easter eggs. And those little things, you know.
Which is really cute because she
go
used
the extra
to
mile.
Me of doing that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but yeah. It was really
she,
it was her.
She
go the extra mile.
It's going to be a good show. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to give it a couple more episodes and see if it starts to pan out and fulfill what it's been promised in the pilots.
If it does,
mm-hmm.
I want you to write that down and in 7 years tell Mike so he can watch it.
Okay. All right. Hey, there's this show called Battlestar Galactica. You might want to try that too.
Mike, Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, I love Galactica.
Okay.
Thank you. Wait,
revoke your
wait. Hang on.
Not Lauren Green.
Not Galactica 80.
Oh, wait. Not Lauren Green?
We're not talking Lauren Green.
They've made another one?
Doctor Who? Doctor Who? Yeah.
Is it Richard Hatch? Did he
He's actually
it?
In it. But
Richard,
no.
Hatch? Richard Hatch
he's
does
in
show
it.
Up in a few episodes.
I love the new Galactica. I thought
Thank
they did a great
you.
Job okay. imagining it.
Okay.
Geek card restored.
Because she would have been
and
very
I've been a sorry. I've been a Doctor Who fan since I was like 10. So.
Thank you. Who is your doctor?
Tom Baker.
Thank you.
He was the doctor when I was first watching it, you know, like
exactly.
Talons of Wen Chiang and Pyramids of Mars and
you always remember
Genesis
your first doctor.
Of the Daleks.
Yeah, but see, once upon a time, your first doctor was your doctor. Then came this whole bunch of kids that went, oh, no, let's throw off Christopher Eccleston for this guy.
we've had this conversation many a times.
I was talking to Mike.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Just let you know.
What else you got, though?
Rob.
I just think it's fantastic that Doctor Who is back, you know?
Yes.
And bigger than ever. So, awesome.
It's nice that it only took the rest of the world 20, 30 years to catch up to us. You know, the cool kids who watched it on PBS.
They're slow.
They're all watching Castle.
What? No. Wow. They're watching American Idol.
Housewives.
Housewives. Ooh, Housewife Idols. No, I don't want to go there. Keep going. Bad.
Don't even start.
I'm sure.
Rob Snyder's got a new show. It's,
oh, God. Tell me you did not watch that.
I actually did watch it.
Bruce.
What?
It looks terrible.
It's actually
terrible.
It's funny, and it's a fun kind of wrong.
Ugh.
Okay.
It's a fun kind of wrong. There is one scene where he has to dress up
in drag. No.
it takes some of the kind of the shtick that you see with the movies where everything kind of goes wrong at the beginning, and his character kind of has that when they start meeting the family of his new wife. What the?
I don't know. It sounds like a ghost.
Okay, I'm gonna give it another shot. The first episode was a little weird, but I'm gonna give it another shot.
Okay,
give it a shot. Let's see. Shows that
what
you
was
did
it about the preview what? That made you go, yeah, I think I'm gonna watch that.
Cheech, you know,
no,
Bruce and his
Cheech Marine.
Humor.
No, I didn't.
Basketball Jones.
It all ties together right there.
Oh my God.
Hell on Wheels ended its first season.
No.
Good show. You really, if you're not watching it, it's check it out.
That's the one that comes on after The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah, it did.
When Walking Dead was on, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Just ended, so.
Mm-hmm. So.
So is Last Train to Clarksville its theme song?
No.
Okay.
But that would be really cool, wouldn't it? No, it wouldn't. Chuck is also ending up its last season. Yeah. It's got two more episodes. It's going to be like a 2 hours.
Wait a minute. That's a show you've watched?
No.
Oh.
It was just sympathy.
You're getting worried there for a second.
I got a friend named Chuck. He used to, you know, get some action based on that.
Has he ever hooked up with that girl? Is he going to?
They got married.
They got married.
What?
They got married. No, wait a minute. They're getting married.
They were about to get married.
Yeah, they're getting married. They're together. They're planning their lives together. And in spoilers, this last episode, she had to download The Intercept. A corrupted copy of The Intercept. Yeah.
So she's going to turn dark and twisted?
This means she might die. Oh. And that's how the last two episodes is going to be tailing down.
So,
can you save her, Neo? Chuck?
Bum, 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 bum.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
Oh, wait, no more. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much been my geeky week. Go ahead.
All righty then. So the Captain America game for Xbox has come in from Gamefly.
Okay.
It's made by Sega. It's fun. This is one of those NES titles you would have rented in the 80s and like had fun for like a weekend with some friends. Oh, cool! Because you can upgrade stuff, of course, and there's this really cool moment where you can bounce the shield off of like four or five guys. It's awesome.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That was pretty cool.
Some of the controls a little choppy. They try to give you some side-scrolling kind of weird stuff where Cap like swings from different things because he's got a bit of, you know, acrobatic, athletic ability.
Not like Spider-Man.
No, nothing quite like that. But
no,
feed in your
involved.
Eyes that you were thinking Spider-Man.
But,
yes,
you know,
exactly. No.
There are much worse video game movies and superhero movies and superhero video game movie adaptations. So.
Anything involving Superman.
Exactly. Okay,
ouch.
So the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot that on my list.
Here's my little mini rant. It bothers
everybody gets one.
It bothers the hell out of me in TVs and movies when people can't be shown to be properly playing video games because Sheldon is playing Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I know.
And he's got his right hand on the right thumbstick, but the left hand is on the digital pad and he's moving, and that's not possible.
The real actor has never played
game. I don't care. They try their best with all the science stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what does he think that thumbstick's there for?
And there are enough geeks in that building to go, no, you're doing it wrong. It's just as easy to get it right as it is to get it wrong.
Season one, when they played Halo, it looked a little more realistic because they were using the thumbsticks, but they were just click, 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 click a lot, which they always do in the movies. It's not how it happens, folks.
Mm-hmm. But I did like the joke. He's like, hey, I'm taking a walk, and he's playing Red Dead Redemption.
Right. And I need to take a walk to clear my head.
Yeah, oh, wait, it's the alcohol. It's like, do you want one? I was like, no, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto later.
I might have let that go.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the same episode of The Big Bang Theory,
yes,
Howard's magic trick at the end. I know how you do the disappearing milk with the jug because I'm a geek. I did magic. I can do magic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I know for a fact that while that trick can go wrong, Howard would have known there was a problem when he picked up that pitcher. that picture would have been heavier than it should have been, and he would have known that, and that wouldn't have happened, and that bothered me.
He would have instantaneously...
That bothered you.
No, when he grasped the jug... giggity. When he grasped the jug, he would have instantaneously known it was real or fake.
Yes. He would have known the trick had gone wrong at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do magic, Mike, ever? Or was it just me?
Oh, no. I did magic. Had magic kits. Okay. Love that.
Did you have the disappearing milk, like the cup or the pitcher version at all?
It was the little cup version, because okay. I think my parents bought the cheap kit.
Nice. Well, still, even with the little cheap cup, because I had that one too, when you filled the cup up with water... For real, it's heavier than what it is when you do the trick. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And a pitcher of milk, the weight difference would be dramatic.
Right, but it didn't work for the show.
Right. So moving on. I watched Piranha because Showtime had a free weekend and I didn't go see it in 3D. And for the most part, I had a really, really good time with it. It was completely cheesy.
Did Sharktopus make an appearance?
No. No, it did not.
Did James Cameron make an appearance?
No, but Richard Dreyfuss is in the opening scene.
Oh, nice. My God. Really?
And he is basically playing Matt Hooper because he is sitting there with like a cap, fishing in a boat, singing,
dun-dun.
Show me the way to go.
Oh, God.
And wow. Drinking's really bad because if you throw a bottle into the water, it could go down and hit the floor and cause like the chasmic cave underneath to open up and create a whirlpool, killing Richard Dreyfuss so he can get out of the movie and get his paycheck and go home before his name ever shows up in the credits.
Good job.
It's like the bottle fly effect.
Exactly. Christopher Lloyd takes over as the crazy scientist guy in this one.
All right!
He basically goes there. Jerry O'Connell is playing Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild, which means, of course, there's tons of boobs.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a redeeming quality. But and here's where it gets weird. Here's where it gets weird.
I caught that.
Yes, the big climactic scene where all the piranha, depending on how you like to say it, attack all the swimmers because it's a small town. Kids are there for spring break. That's why I've already forgotten her name. Elizabeth Shue and Ving Rhames are cops. Thank you. There's
what?
A TV show waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
God, I want to see that show. So when all the piranha start attacking the big mass attack, that's what you're there for and why you've been waiting. The last 10 minutes of the movie, there comes this point where all of a sudden, instead of being this fun, cheesy, schlocky, you know, splatterfest, it becomes a really mean little movie.
Really? How so?
Two examples, and spoilers, because I'm sorry, this just struck me as odd. Women always have it worse in horror movies.
Oh,
worse
yeah.
things always happen to them.
Oh, yeah.
However, this jackass who jumps into a boat and starts just driving over people to try to get to shore, you know, to get away from all the piranha without trying to help anybody, thud.
Yeah, because you're in a boat.
Hits enough people. This girl's hair gets caught in the propeller.
Ew.
And stops. But he doesn't stop trying to get it to work, and he eventually does, and it starts, and it pulls, and then you know what happens.
Does it cut her head off? Does it cut her head
Scalping.
Off?
No,
it pulls her face off.
Ew!
And I'm like, okay, well, that's...
I would have liked to think the head would have... Like,
no, no.
Like, that's a cool effect.
Wait, do the sound effect, Bruce.
Boom.
Thank you. Inside jokes, Mike. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
We'll have to get a placard for everybody. And then a little bit later, for no particular reason, a piranha decides to swim inside the mouth of one girl and come out through her throat. And I'm like, why?
Why
is this?
Ew. Let's talk about something else.
In all fairness, Jerry O'Connell does lose his penis. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that, you know, that's a redeeming quality there.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Really? No, not
you know, the whole mouth thing is probably like what the first writer thought of and said, oh, you know what? I got to come up with a movie around this.
Hey, wasn't there a movie about this before?
When he said the movie was called Piranha, or Piranhas, is it plural?
No, it's Piranha.
Piranha. Yes. See, I was thinking maybe it was a piranha that had grown to like huge size.
She was thinking
huge.
Sci-fi went, original.
It was the first. It got you dropped know, in the sewer.
In the tradition of Sharktopus and, well, there's this gator something. And,
oh, gator, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, the super gator, the
yeah,
super
croc.
Yeah,
I was thinking it was going to be one really huge piranha.
Okay.
That can swallow a human in one bite. Oh, I should make them.
You should.
You get on that.
Make that happen. An app for your phone, for those of you who have phones that have apps.
Shut it.
Ability.
Shut there are apps.
Hey, my dude, man.
I can't see on my screen.
there is this the classic B movie channel. This is a free app that has a bunch of like old B movies. It even has some episodes of the Three Stooges and stuff. Just
wow.
Free and on your phone. So as a guy, how could you not want access to the Three Stooges whenever you wanted?
Exactly.
To? The good ones, not the movie that's coming out. Wanted to make sure I was specific.
Oh, by the way, you know there's a movie of the Three Stooges coming out?
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
Somebody thought it was a good idea.
Someone thought a sequel to Dumb and Dumber was a good idea. So,
oh, yeah.
What are you going to do? Somebody thought Showgirls was a good idea. Whew. The last thing on my list, we went to the movies to see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
How did I forget that?
Because you didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down.
I know.
Mm. I need a Geeky Sweek app.
You get right on that after you make the movie. That'd be cool. This is, of course, the David Fincher Americanized version of the Swedish film based
with,
on the books
Daniel
by
Craig.
Steve Leiser with Daniel Craig and...
Mm-hmm. Runa Meary?
Runa Meary, because Noomi Rapace is from the Swedish film and their names are sort of similar and the fact that they're a little odd and end in syllables.
You know, the only reason I sort of know her name is Billy on the Street.
Billy on the Street!
Billy on the Street! Rooney Mara.
Yeah, because she's...
Billy on the Street!
She is a granddaughter of... two football owners.
Oh,
yeah,
Art
the
Rooney.
Roonies,
mm-hmm.
the Roonies, not Art Rooney, the Roonies
yeah, the
and the Maras.
Art Rooney.
She's looking
on IMDb friggin' B. Yo.
Go ahead then. Get what?
She's telling you.
Bring
what?
It.
The important question, though, Mike, have you seen Billy on the Street?
He doesn't watch TV.
Well, he might.
Even people who watch TV probably haven't seen Billy
on
the Street.
Funnier the Die presents Billy on the Street. Billy Eichner
Billy on the Street.
Runs around the streets of New York City randomly doing game show stuff with people. And some of the fun times is when he runs up and it's just based on his opinion and he'll just ask you like true or false things or give you different names, just name someone. One of the best bits they did that I still love to this day is, oh no, he didn't. Oh, show enough.
For John Bon Jovi.
In which this girl was given this information about John Bon Jovi and she had to determine if show enough he did or oh no, he didn't. So, good times. Good times are had by all.
Okay, geeky sweet.
So, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. If you've seen the Swedish version, you don't have to watch this movie. If you haven't seen the Swedish movie, I'd probably recommend you go ahead and do it. Because I prefer the Swedish film to David Fincher's version of the story.
All right.
I've told you before, why change something in a movie when there's no need to change it? Why is that? Something very specific. Someone does something bad to her, so part of her getting revenge is carving a tattoo into somebody. And in this movie, they changed what it said and how it was on his body as opposed to the original film and the original source novel.
But they changed it for no... There was no good reason to change it.
They left out the word sadistic.
Right.
And as you said, what do Americans not know what sadistic means?
I don't know. You know, it was just kind of like a little bit dumbed down. But in some instances, it was frame for frame from the Swedish movie. I mean, it was not that different at all.
The only thing different is there is a Trent Reznor music video for the opening credits that is...
Weird.
That is weird, but in this way that you're like, ooh, you're about to see this weird, dark, crazy...
Trent Reznor does something weird?
I think the weird, dark, crazy was done better by the Swedish version.
Hmm.
So what is your knowledge of the Stieg Larsson phenomena, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series, Mike?
Limited.
As in, you've heard people talk about it? Pretentious people talk about it?
He has been busy.
I know, but he knows pretentious people. He's an author. Let's just be honest.
Ooh. I've heard a lot about the Swedish versions and heard that the U.S. version was okay, but no great shakes.
I mean, I can't think of a reason to recommend this one over the Swedish version, unless you really just can't handle
subtitles,
in which case you shouldn't be watching this movie anyway. It was weird, too, Bruce, because you've been to Virginia Center Commons. It was in Theater 17, one of the smaller ones.
Yeah, yeah.
This thing sold out, man. People came in and left because there were no seats left in this small theater, and I'm like, why is it this theater? I mean,
it was weird.
And the audience, I was like, some people were walking in. I'm like, why are you here? And of course, somebody walked in with their 4-year-old, 5-year-old daughter, and did not take them out in either one of the two rather scandalous scenes involving things that would probably shock and trauma a child for life,
and some older adults as well. I'm sure
good parenting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you hadn't, and I was surprised, I was talking to a couple of girls after the movie, we were in the bathroom and girls talk to each other, that's just what happens.
They got
and
time.
They had not read the books. They went to see the movie without reading the books, and okay. I don't know, it's just weird.
Weird stuff.
People
indeed.
Who do that is just weird.
So that's basically has been my geeky week.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, I mean to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Well, first off, I guess we can say that the stuff works. The soundcard
Yay!
Works.
Yay!
Because we can hear Mike. It says that Mike's voice is recording. It'd be really funny at the end of this if it did.
He's a ghost.
Just, we're laughing at things he says and there's nothing there.
We've taken the bad medicine. No. So this, you can hear us, Mike. This doesn't sound too awful. I mean, this is good stuff.
Actually, yeah, it sounds fun. It actually sounds better than when we tested it.
So awesome.
Of course, I tweaked it.
So, of course, you would recommend everyone to beg us to come onto the show and have a great time like you are, right?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Wow, Billy Flynn. Wow.
Sorry, I had to do that. I'm a radio guy. He understands that. Also, for those of you that visited geekradiodaily.com yesterday and found yourselves not being able to get there, it was blocked for SOPA. We went black for SOPA. And when you go there now, you'll still see that same page, but you can click and go through like you could with Wikipedia and FARC and every damn body else yesterday that said they were going black, but then didn't really do it.
They went black for a page.
Landing pages went black, yeah.
No, I'm not going there. So that's
Patiobooks.com was black.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Because don't let people take stuff away from us. It's bad enough, pardon me for just a moment, that the United States Supreme Court just ruled that Congress can go back and take stuff in the public domain and recopyright it. We don't need them taking the internet from us, too. Come on, people. Wake up, world, or something. I don't know. So I'm going to stop babbling now. Does that sound good to you guys?
Sure.
Sounds good.
Outstanding.
I'm not wearing
one
any
thing
pants.
I could
film at 11.
Wait, nope.
Wait, go ahead.
Mike's
going
to cut us off. Go for it, Mike.
Well, you know, SOPA is out there, but people need to know about PIPA, too.
Yes.
The Senate version. Because they could actually go and bring it back through the Senate using PIPA. So I think it's just important to
everybody doesn't
keep
just
an eye
focus
on
SOPA.
And that is SOPA. There are people out there that think that autocorrect has gone weird. There are people that think that, and I kid you not, there's a web page now devoted to this. People thinking that SOPA is either people misspelling soap or that it's Mexican soap.
Wow.
Oh, and PIPA is not PIPA. So, because Philippa Ballantyne is not happy that they've called this damn thing. Why would they name something that wants to kill the internet after me?
Oh, she's not the overlord, the dark lord of the internet.
No, at least not today.
Yet.
Well,
no.
One day maybe. So yes.
All right,
fantastic.
Let's do a hit. Try it again.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, you've seen pictures of everything, right?
Sure.
I hope
maybe
so.
Not everything.
No, because you haven't seen the first picture of a black hole. No,
I bet it's black. Why is that a black hole?
Shut your damn mouth. All right, you know, it's a black hole, an object so gravitationally bound that not even light can escape from it, so how would you take a picture of it? Well, that's a good question. Apparently, the technology didn't even exist just a few years ago. Shepard Dolleman, assistant director of the Haystack Observatory at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT for all of you school kids, and the lead researcher of the project said the Event Horizon Telescope is going to make this happen.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Of course, they made a movie about it.
Yeah, that worked.
You ever seen
really
Fire
bad
in
movie.
Space? It's beautiful. You know, I have this strange affinity for it that I can't really justify. I really can't. The target for the shoot for the supermassive black hole is 4 million miles away. No, it's 26,000 light years away. It's 4 million times as massive as the sun. And so they're going to snap a picture of it, which is going to be interesting.
They're going to have to step back a way back.
They're going to link up 50 radio telescopes scattered around the globe to be able to make one ginormous, huge thing to be able to get a signal from our overlords out in deep space.
I was
going to
say, this sounds like a cover-up for
it
something the government is doing.
It certainly does.
Oh, jeez.
So we're going to talk to aliens.
Don't blink.
Look at a black hole.
Oh, no.
Have to do this again.
My news story sounds so much more trivial compared to that. But have you seen, what did we see, a commercial or something for Kinect where you can try on clothes? You can go clothes shopping. Have you seen this? And you can, you know, tell if the purse is going to be the right size for your body, et cetera. Well, expanding on Kinect technology, it's really going to kind of come to our lives in a lot of different ways. They are developing, currently working on in prototype phase, basically a sensor when you scan things at the grocery store, an omnidirectional, what's the word for it I'm looking for, what it's called.
Gyroscope?
But basically, like, you wouldn't have to have a barcode because they'd be able to tell what product it is using the Kinect technology on the conveyor belt at grocery stores because they'd just be able to basically see it, what it is, and just go, bloop, okay, I see what that is, and then go. They also, the actual article title is, Tomorrow's Vending Machines May Scan Your Face. Because you may be able to operate a vending machine or any other kinds of different materials based on, you know, recognition
of
your face.
Great, that's all you need. It's a vending machine going, I sold you ho-hos yesterday. You on a diet.
Well, you know, our robot overlords with their artificial intelligence.
It's much easier to push the button for Coke than holding your hand over the spot for 30 seconds to get it. Oh, load. Are you sure? Yes.
Or trying to get a dollar bill to go into one of those machines. I mean, come on. At least
take a picture of my dollar bill.
Oh, at least they could take credit. You could hold up your dollar bill, or you'll just hold up your account number and it can scan it.
Yes, because then you couldn't use that again.
I don't know. I'm just saying, as long as it's not just out there, I like the way that people are looking at the Kinect technology in new and innovative ways. So sue me.
There you go.
Okay. My story. This past Sunday was the 69th, giggity, annual Golden Globe Awards. Yeah, I had to do it.
69, dudes!
They were held, and, well, not a lot of geekiness happened at these awards.
How dare they?
Yeah, I know. Well, rat bastards.
You do know this is Geek Radio Daily, right?
Yeah, I know. But there was some geekiness that happened, some geeks that did win. Martin Scorsese did win for Best Director for Hugo.
Nice.
Okay. Best Supporting Actor for a TV show was Peter Dinklage?
Yes, Peter Dinklage.
Game of Thrones. Best Supporting Actress for a TV was Jessica Lange for American Horror Story.
Nice.
Yes.
She deserved that.
Best Animated Film was The Adventures of Tintin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, neither did I.
I kind of want to.
No, not really.
Okay. I never was familiar with the story as a kid.
Well, that's the problem. It's really it's something in England that you
doesn't
only
translate.
Some Americans have a passing familiarity with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I read all those books as a kid. I'd like to see the movie. Yeah.
Oh, see, now, do you have someone that brought them over from the old country, or?
No, I got them out of the library.
Hey. See, look at there.
See?
Library.
People read books.
Oh, not you, apparently.
Well, I'm floundering.
You read Twilight, but didn't read Tintin, huh?
Wow.
I've actually given Tintin books to my nieces and nephews as presents.
There you go.
That's awesome.
See, yeah, I mean, Tintin has, it's just funny to say, has touched a lot of people's lives, but not as many, not everybody.
He's no Paddington Bear.
No.
It's for damn sure.
So if you want a complete list of all the winners, just follow the link over there at geekradiodaily.com.
You got a story, Mike?
Well, you know, I had a story, but it was all about taking a picture of a black hole.
Really?
So
that'll happen.
I heard
Billy
you start
Flynn
that one,
is
and
always
I was like, oh, okay. Then,
oh, my God. That's why I guess we're supposed to talk about these things ahead of time. Oh, well,
Ruh-roh.
That's what happens when you don't coordinate.
But that's well, okay. If you check your Facebook, Bill.
You can go to Facebook and learn things like we've been talking about how the Halo 4 beta is false, how George Lucas is ready to retire, and of course you can see the life-size Stormtrooper cake. Ooh, or go to the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
We do, since we don't have a story, because I'm a jerk and I take things from people.
He does that to me all the time.
So, Wizard of Oz prequel, eh? No way it could be better than Return to Oz. Yes, there's going to be an animated Wizard of Oz prequel with Lea Michele from Glee that you don't watch. So, good times. But you guys should check out Return to Oz with Firuzia Balk. Shoot, that was her first movie, and it was awesome. Yes, it was. Return to Oz, damn fine time. You didn't see that either, did you, Bruce?
Flintstress?
No.
Mike?
Is that animated?
No. No, this was live action.
Nope.
I'm the only one that saw this. Okay. They should remake it, but still use a Firuzi. Well, yeah, she was awesome. If you or the listeners haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. Just take it with a grain of salt. It was 1985, and she was 11-ish. I thought it was a little later than that, but that sounds about right. It was mid to late 80s, so yeah. Oh, and the Jetsons was set in 2062, 100 years in the future, according to Wiki, so don't worry, we might have a bulky robo made soon. Peaches? You guys got peaches in my head.
You're welcome.
Millions of peaches.
Best song ever.
Peaches for free.
I swear to the gods, diss it and
millions
I'll cut you.
Peaches.
I know where you'll be
peaches
at least once free. This year. Pub crawl. That's from Ryan. P.S. King Missile is awesome.
Okay.
So I'm not the only one. Mike, are you a King Missile fan by any chance?
Detachable penis.
Thank you.
What? Okay, now three people have heard of King Missile?
Tons of people know who King Missile are. Tons of people. See?
I think I have the CD single.
Oh, very nice. See, I have actual albums. of King Missile. Thank you. I've got vinyl. Woo, thank you. Awesome. Good stuff.
Mine's the radio promo disc.
Oh, he beat you.
It was on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to play it.
It was a video on MTV. That, My Heart is a Flower, was also on regular rotation on MTV.
Yeah, so was Prince's Batman song.
Prince's Batman song was the number one song in the country.
You showed it to me on the computer. I still don't believe it.
It was number one in other countries.
It was
huge.
It was terrible. Sick.
People did the bat dance in clubs. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm glad I wasn't old enough to do that.
People were getting injured by all those flying elbows. It was crazy.
And people would run in front of them holding up signs that said Biff and Zowie.
Pow. Bam.
About to kapow you.
Good times. And,
she's getting violent over here.
We have a voicemail from the doctor.
Hey, guys. This is the doctor calling in to criticize both Billy Flynn and the Flintstress.
Uh-oh.
A tiny little bit. When you guys were talking about most impactful events of 2011... the Flintstress had mentioned Michael Jackson's death, and Bruce objected to that. And both Billy and the Flintstress said that it was 2011. So
oops.
I hopped into my TARDIS, and I set a search feature to, Michael Jackson's death. And we went back in time, and it was actually 2009.
Ooh, so it feels like
Billy,
only yesterday.
You owe the Bruce an apology.
Never,
and,
never.
Flintstress, never you owe us another impactful event. Talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Wow. Well, obviously, I have no sense of time.
Nope.
Anything else impactful in 2011?
The dinosaurs dying out.
Time flies.
Really impactful.
The introduction of the Xbox.
Did Matt Smith start Doctor Who in 2011?
Nope.
Damn it. I got to think on it. You can't just put me on the spot like that, yo.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks for keeping us honest. Now, what was your justification for this when you were talking to me about it? Why you were thinking Michael Jackson died?
Oh, I remember, because like the court case with the doctor, it was this year.
So that's what was impacting.
That was what made me
that's
think.
What it, that's
think
what
takes
was.
A long time in the judicial system.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or of course you could send a voicemail too.
Wait, Mike. All guests have to do the voicemail number with me. So I'll do it the first time, and then you can chime in. Okay, ready?
I guess.
Okay. All right, here it goes in your sexiest voice. 206-3-FUN-HECK. All right, you ready?
Sure.
206. 3-FUN-HECK.
She's going to make you do it by yourself. Yeah.
3-FUN-HECK. 206-3-FUN-HECK.
Yeah.
And he's done.
All right, well, we'll let Mike think about how to do that, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments here. So kick back, get yourself another drink, but listen to everything because it's awesome, and we'll be right back with episode number
146
of GRDS Weekly.
Strap in and buckle up for science fiction adventure in deep space, on distant dead worlds, in alien atmospheres, the asteroids, and here on Earth. Listen to Alibi Jones, Six Short Stories. Hear Blind Eye, Father's Day, In Over His Head, About Time, Vacation, and The Wishing Stone. A brand new story exclusive to this free downloadable audiobook. Most of the stories here are adapted from The Adventures of Alibi Jones, published by Earthbound Comics. You'll also find Alibi Jones in a novel-length adventure bearing his name. Enjoy these standalone stories as perfect introductions to, or welcome new visits from, Alibi Jones. Check out Alibi Jones, Six Short Stories, available now at patiobooks.com.
Hi kids, Space Ghost here, and you are barking a happy tune with Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but they sure smell like bad cup of soup.
Good idea, Tommy.
But it's not party, Chucky. It's not a big deal.
You dumb baby!
What happened to Grandpa?
Mind your own business, Phil!
Is he gonna be okay?
What's important is that we stick together. Right, guys? We have a proposition for you, Tommy. You keep quiet about all this, and you'll get Reptar back.
Angelica has been lying to us.
About the potty? About the dust bunnies? About Grandpa?
You
can't let her get inside your head, Chucky.
It's me, Panic.
What if you let her? You'll start to go crazy.
You don't have a mommy, do you, Chucky? Do you want me to be your mommy? You like that?
You sick fuck. I run things around here. I'm bigger. I'm stronger. I'm smarter. You're just a bunch of dumb babies.
I'm not a baby!
And welcome back to Tier 2.
What the hell was that?
The most disturbing movie ever made. Rugrats. The movie.
In space.
Mike, did you see that one?
No, I missed that one too.
Oh, thank God.
It'll be in the show. It's at geekradiodaily.com. What? That was outstandingly cool stuff.
Was
what?
The Rugrats versus Chucky? What?
No. Chucky was one of the Rugrats. Angelica. Oh. Grandpa gets killed. Apparently, Angelica has something to do with it, we think. But probably. She's trying to get the babies to help cover everything up. But this time, she might have pushed them a little too far.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun.
Dun.
Rugrats. And I figured, what better way to introduce you?
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
What are you talking about? It made perfect sense.
I don't get it.
Really? Taking a story, taking an idea, something you're familiar with, and making it something new entirely? Mike's been doing that for years, by God. You don't believe me?
I guess that kind of works.
It's what I had. I asked him yesterday and he couldn't think of anything to play as we were coming back from break. So I saw that and I loved it.
I do like the bad cup of soup promo.
That's always a good time.
It is a good one.
Getting to meet Space Ghost is good. So Mike, we keep hearing that you're an author and stuff, and I think I might have even heard a commercial of yours. What is this about? You write stuff?
I write stuff.
Wow, Billy.
I write science
radio
fiction
voice.
Is that what
comics.
We call a segue?
Segues are for kids, but it's as close as I get.
So go ahead and take some time to tell our listeners like what kinds of things you write in the projects that you're working on now. You've sort of mentioned them a little bit, but give us a little bit more detail.
Okay, well, the latest thing I just put out is an audiobook at podiobooks.com, which you couldn't go to because it was blacked out, but I guess by the time you're hearing this, you can.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
But it's also free from iTunes because all audiobooks are free through iTunes as well. And my latest one is called The Adventures of Alibi Jones, 6 Short Stories, and it is
Alibi
what
Jones.
It says.
You can't stop it.
Alibi Jones. Sorry.
The first time she ever saw that title, first time ever, broke right into it. No prompting, nothing. It was awesome.
I heard that on the podcast. I thought it was great. You know, I was like, hey, maybe I got to get Terry to, you know, to do this on the show.
Hey,
I don't know.
Huh? Hey now.
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, come on. A couple shots. You'd be singing away.
I mean, I'll say
shut up.
We'll get the lyrics. We can change it up. You know?
I could actually write an Alibi Jones.
Yeah.
Yes. Song.
Ever since I was little. Yeah, absolutely.
Let the man talk, Billy Flynn.
Damn. Okay. She getting mean with that Diet Mountain Dew there.
It's got a chemical in it. Rages you.
It's caffeine.
Is that what it is? Berserker
Rage! So Alibi Jones is currently in 6 short stories, right?
Yeah, and these short stories are actually from comic book stories, some of which have been published already and some that aren't even out yet.
Ooh.
But you can hear them. And actually, one of the stories, The Wishing Stone, which is the 6th story, is exclusive to this patio book right now. The only place you can hear it or experience it in any way is through this patio book.
So it started out as it was in the comic book form first and then was adapted into the audio. Was it difficult? Did you ever take like direct lines of dialogue and translate from one to the other, or was it hard to make the transition?
Well, the first story that I did, Blind Eye, mm-hmm. I did try to work right off of the comic book script, and that kind of worked for that story because I had written a lot of description for the artist I was working with. When you're writing a script for a comic, you're really writing it to an artist who you're going to be working with, so a lot of your description is specific to that artist. So I was able to kind of work with it that way, but as I went along and I was doing other stories, I ended up having to kind of almost rewrite the script into a short story in order to make an audio version.
And how long does that take? Like, depending on how much you can make yourself sit down and actually write it, or?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's easier about doing the short versions of things or short stories is I can do it in, you know, short bursts after work or whatever. I find when I'm writing for my novels, I got to set aside larger, longer blocks of time. But for short stories, it is a little bit manageable because I can work on them after the day job, after my work in radio.
So if you were going to pitch Alibi Jones to the movie studio, how would you do it?
Oh, who would play Alibi Jones?
Wow. You know, I hadn't thought of that.
Now he broke his brain.
Mm-hmm.
He was working on the
show. Gotta dream big, man.
I have an image of him in my head from the comics, because Mesha, who did the two stories that are in the comic book, I thought really captured Alibi's look. And I'm not sure who, as a young actor, would fit that, but it would have to be somebody in his mid-20s.
So Shia LaBeouf, then.
God, please no.
No.
He's the go-to guy, right? Shia LaBeouf.
Well, I also describe Alibi as like half Asian, half American, so I'd like an Asian American actor, actually.
So Kristen Krua can drag. Nice.
Maybe Apollo Anton Ono. Oh, he's not. He's just Apollo Ono now. But he'd be. I don't know if he's an actor.
You get Mike Chang.
Yeah, Mike Chang, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Mike Chang would be pretty good. Or Ono wouldn't be bad, actually.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures, yeah.
Stop.
Sorry,
wow.
They doubted me, Mike. They doubted me. I'm feeling feisty today. I think I'm still hopped up about Verizon. Sorry, I'll try to internalize it a little bit.
Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. It's going to be cool.
Okay.
So who is Alibi Jones? Why do people want to get to know him? Why do women love him?
Alibi Jones is a mediator for the Solar Alliance Interplanetary Force. It's the year 21...
Say that
21- Well, they abbreviate it to SAIF, S-A-I-F, makes it easier to say.
Nice. I like that. In the year 21, what? He's 22, 25? Who? 5,000?
He's 25.
Oh.
What?
I mixed up my numbers.
2135, right?
I'm babbling.
Yeah, 2135, the year 2135. He's actually the son of another character of mine, the Vatican assassin.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm.
So that pulls up the image of what's his name, from Assassin's Creed.
No.
So is he an actual assassin for the Vatican who goes around killing people that the Pope wants dead?
Oh,
that's what he does. That takes place in like the year 2109. That's an earlier trilogy.
Oh.
Yeah, the Vatican Assassin trilogy with Assassin, Vatican Ambassador, and Vatican Abdicator.
That's
I don't know,
right.
Maybe I'm pessimistic, but I don't feel like the Vatican is going to make it to 21, whatever, 100.
Well, if they keep assassinating people, they will.
Yeah, that's why they hired the assassin.
Got it. Okay,
well, see,
okay,
this isn't necessarily the church as you know it now. It's a new Catholic church in this future where they've all come together. All the Christian churches have been kind of forced to reunite or unite by the universal trade zone that runs Earth.
So they had to bow before God?
Boo.
Sorry, I'm going to go sit over here. You guys handle this.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, what about some websites? Where can people go if they want to find your work, besides patiobooks.com?
Well, you can go to my homepage is glowinthedarkradio.com, but you can also get there by going to mikeluoma.com.
And
wait a minute, where's the thing?
Give him the ding.
There we go.
He gets the ding.
I went over there because I was doing so bad.
Welcome back,
Billy.
Billy
was on punishment. Now you're back.
Okay. I'm sorry. What am I hitting the bell for? What are we saying?
There is also VaticanAssassin.com.
There we go.
And AlibiJones.com. Everybody gets a
website.
He's dinging away over there.
No, and I'm sure you've got more because you have a podcast.
Well, the podcast is actually a glow-in-the-dark radio podcast, so it kind of springs off of the homepage.
No, he didn't say .com, so he doesn't get it. He doesn't get a ding for that. So no.
Glow-in-the-darkradio.com.
Damn it.
There you go.
Damn it. You can just add every sentence .com.
That's not, no. That's
no, fine.
Every sentence .com. Go to every sentence .com and tell me if they're supporting SOPA or not.
All right, I'm going to.
She's on the way.
Sentenced. I'm the fact checker. I'm not so fast.
So, Mike, you're also, like me, you're a radio guy, which means at one point you told the world, screw you, I can sit on my ass and run my mouth and get paid to do it. Is that where you found the time to write stuff? Or were you writing and then had radio paper?
People don't do fun work at work.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I can't do anything at work. Except work. I mean, it really radio dominates my time there.
Okay, none of your bosses are listening, I can promise you that. No one who works in the upper radio industry actually listens to this show, so you have nothing to worry about.
I'm the
music director of a AAA station. I love what I do.
Aw, that's so awesome.
So I don't mind working.
Oh, good job. Now, are you a corporate-owned station or are they locally owned?
It's locally owned. I say you got to work for a corporation or a crazy guy. I work for a crazy guy.
Well, okay. Well,
we know about that one.
I'm
now,
not
don't
touching
we.
That one. I'm not touching
we
that one.
I'll do it. For a crazy guy, Billy Flynn.
Well, then how do you find the time to write books, comics, podcasts, and work? I mean, do you really not do anything else that much?
He doesn't watch any TV.
I mean, apparently.
No, I watch some TV. I watch Game of Thrones. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're right. Coming back in April. Did you read the books? You're an author. You have to. That was the dumbest questions anyone ever asked.
Authors don't read.
Flynn, can you take that out and post?
We don't do
post.
Yeah,
we don't do post.
Damn it. Sorry. Of course you read the
Writers should read. I don't care. There are some people who don't think writers should read, actually. It's
really
strange. I've run across that.
Well, because you might like accidentally rip somebody off without meaning to.
I guess. I don't know. I think it's dumb, so I'm not going to agree with them or support them, and I kind of blocked it out of my head.
There you go.
In that case, you could never talk to anybody. You could never listen to the radio. You could never do anything.
You could never dream.
you rip yourself
off? Wow.
Really?
Things I dreamt
She's
about.
She's gone. Just let you know.
Things do come to me in dreams. Ideas for stuff.
Okay.
And I write them down at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I've gotten ideas in dreams. You never know.
Yeah.
What is the strangest idea you pulled from a dream and put into something that you can talk about on a family show?
I know I was going to say, whoa!
Well, actually, I have a thing that I'm writing now as part of the second Alibi Jones novel, where I woke up and I had a name in my head, and it felt kind of like a Philip K. Dick sort of moment. It was really weird. It was like I could kind of remember this presence, but I couldn't remember it.
Oh.
If that makes sense. But so I wrote down The Laughing Array, because that was what was in my head.
Is this an exclusive to the next story?
I know. Did you just leak a spoiler?
Uh-oh.
I did. I just leaked something that nobody has come across yet.
Yes!
Exclusive
time!
Good catch, Bruce. I was just kind of like, ooh, The Laughing Array.
Because you were trying to
pick it. It sounds like an episode of a Joker comic.
I could. So okay.
Maybe. Ooh, I don't know.
I could hear that. Who would which superhero would he be fighting in that
Batman.
Particular episode?
The Joker,
in the Joker comic book? You said the Joker comic. In the Joker comic, he had never fought Batman.
What?
That was the whole point.
It's crazy.
So the Joker could fight other
people. Because if Batman would be there, then it would be the Batman comic.
It would be Batman and the Joker. Hey, kids. How you guys doing?
What? Batman and the Joker at the circus? I don't know where that came from. That was not the right sound.
Because he looked like a clown? That's what you're going for?
He's an evil clown.
So my browser had to reset. How are we doing on time?
Oh, we're awesome. We're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in fact, is the time I guess we could play a little game to see how much you've actually learned about Mike since we've been talking to him tonight.
Oh. So we get to be the contestants?
Sure.
And Mike is the judge?
Well, since he knows whether these things I'm about to ask you are true and false, yes, he would have to be the judge.
So are we playing Show Enough or No He Didn't?
If that's what you'd like to do.
Let's do that one.
Okay. We bring you our inaugural Show Enough. Oh, no, he didn't. Do we have to buzz in?
How the hell are we buzzing in? Okay, you have a... Oh, that works.
You can make a buzzing sound.
Give the middle
finger. Make a buzzing noise.
Yeah, give the middle finger.
Go ahead.
Or you could just both guess and you could keep score.
Exactly.
How about that?
Ooh.
All right.
There's a Google Doc for that, I'm sure.
Shut it. I get 1 point just for your snarkiness.
Mike's radio work has led to him meeting many musical heroes, including Pete Townsend, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Ray Davies, Ian Anderson, Eddie Van Halen, and so many more.
True.
Show enough.
Mike?
That's true. Show enough.
There you go.
1-1.
Point for each. Nice.
Critics, I like this game.
Critics have compared his work to Robert Heinlein, Isaac Asimov, Arthur C. Clarke, Henry Kuttner, and Ray Bradbury.
I'm going with Show Enough.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Mike?
Show Enough.
Ah!
That's a point for the Brutes.
Goodness.
All right, I'll come back from that. I still can win.
Mike is one of the pioneers of podcast fiction. His Vatican Assassin was the first podcast in late 2005.
Show Enough.
I'll go with Show Enough.
Mike?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh!
It was a year later. I was a second level pioneer.
Late to the game, dude.
Mike was the first radio DJ in the entire world to ever play Fish on the air.
Show Enough.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Mike?
Show Enough.
Oh, that's a tie game.
It's all tied up.
And we have, oddly enough, one question left.
Dun, 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 dun.
The marbles. Little known fact, Charlie Sheen is a big fan of Mike's. That's why Sheen began calling himself a Vatican assassin last year.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Just to be different, I'm going to go Show Enough.
Mike?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh! That's fine. That's
for
okay.
For the win!
So you don't know Mike?
That's okay.
You have to take a test. Good study.
I will study, and I will make sure that I know more about Mike next time.
How would you have just earned Bruce's spot on the show?
How in the world did you end up playing Fish before anybody else? I mean, that's too cool.
Because they're local to where you are, right?
That's right. I'm here in Burlington. This is where they started, and they used to play a club called Nectars. They had a residency there. They'd play like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. I used to see them before they were anybody, and I brought their demo tape, they call it the white tape or the white album, down to the station and tried to get them played. And I was the overnight DJ, so I could play some of their stuff, and ended up playing Golgi Apparatus, and that was the first song by Fish ever played on the radio.
Wow. When DJs could bring in music to play.
You've
on the
done
air.
That a couple of times.
You're
right. You have to start it off at like 1 o'clock in the morning when the program director, your boss, is sleeping.
Now, did you get to try the Ben and Jerry's ice cream before anyone else, too?
Well, they actually did a big concert here to launch that at the Flynn Theater, which is our big like Art Deco
You're
theater.
You're damn right.
Yeah. Great place. Great place.
And so I was at that show, and we got to try the ice cream like before anybody else at that show.
That's pretty cool. When did you get to try ice cream before anyone else, Bruce? Never.
Never.
Exactly.
That's okay.
Never.
It's all right. So, well, so Mike, where and who and how did you get compared to like Asimov and Bradbury? Like, where was this? This wasn't just you on a blog, right?
That was messed up, Billy.
No, no. Actually, one of the stories that's in my new audiobook is an adaptation of the short story In Over His Head, which is in the Earthbound Comics Presents anthology comic book. And that got reviewed over at Ain't It Cool News. And when the reviewer read it, he said that it was a lighthearted story that recalled the work of Kuttner and Bradbury.
Well, you know, if you've got to get compared to somebody...
It blew my mind. It was awesome. Are you kidding?
Oh, dude. Did you have that, like, did you print that out and have it framed somewhere?
I just made an ad for the comic and for another comic that's coming out for this one I was working on, Red Hot.
Yeah.
And I put that quote in it. I had to.
Outstanding. That's good stuff.
And then if you go to Amazon and check out my books on Amazon, one of the reviewers there said that if you didn't know it, you might forget and think you were reading Heinlein, Clark, Asimov. So that's where those come from.
That is high praise.
So what's coming up?
Yeah.
What do you got in the pipeline, sir? What's coming next? You're just going to be pimping all
so
this stuff
Red
now?
Hot
or?
Comes out, what do you said February 1st, right?
I think so. We were talking either March 1st or February 1st. I don't know. I think because Red Hot is ready. And hot. Sorry.
Ow!
I think we're going to go with that on the 1st, so I think that'll be coming out February 1st.
And are you planning to do audio for that as well?
I'm not sure yet. Haven't thought about it. It's I want it to live its comic book life first because it's a superhero story.
Yeah, I would think that the visual medium would certainly lend to the story that
Unless
way.
You get Stan Lee to narrate.
Oh, yeah. He's like BFFs with Stan Lee.
Hey, true believer. One day, Alibi Jones was.
Alibi Jones.
All right, before you get too loopy, what else? What else do you got to ask? You crazy person.
I've got that second Alibi novel that I'm working on. That's on and off as far as like being able to get to it. I've got another story, an entirely different universe called The Shift, called Angela's Story, that I'm working on for the next issue of Earthbound Comics Presents for that anthology title. Working on Alibi's next comic. I've got Maisha drawing a story right now, and I'm looking for artists for a couple others that I have in the works.
Oh, so people can get jobs.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? You can get employed listening to the show. I like that. Is it actually called Alibi's Next Comic? Because I want it to be called Alibi's Next Comic.
It's not called Alibi's Next Comic.
Afraid not. It's The Adventures of Alibi Jones, number 2.
Or you can get really meta and have a comic about Alibi writing a comic.
Wow.
I did that already in one of my earlier comics.
Simpsons did it.
Mm-hmm. I had one of the guys writing the actual comic they were in.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think you just broke my brain.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you Grant Morrison all of a sudden? What are you doing? That's insane. That doesn't make sense. You can't do that in a movie. Or could
well,
you?
The only thing I changed one thing subtly. The guy, the character that was drawing it in the book, actually put himself on the cover as opposed to the other character who was on the cover.
Okay. Well, that's nice of him. He's got a little bit of humility. Likes to share with his peeps. I like that.
Everybody's got an ego.
Nice.
I've got another comic in the works is Good Samaritan, Good Samaritan number 2. Good Samaritan 1 is out. There's this young artist I'm working with out of Argentina who's just amazing. His name's Federico Guillen. And I didn't even get his stuff inked because his pencils are just so intense.
Wow.
And we're working on book 2 of that. So he's about halfway through that, which is pretty cool to see those pages coming in.
So he's an inker and not a tracer.
Well, inkers are tracers.
Exactly. Does he get mad? Do you ever call him Tracer?
No, because he's not tracing. He's drawing.
He's drawing. He's the artist.
He's the penciler.
I'm sorry. Pencil, inks, lead, whatever. They're all the same. There's some sort
sort
of graphic representation on paper. What?
Mike's going to reach through the microphone and smack you in the face.
Our setup is not that advanced. It's pretty good, but it's not that advanced at all.
He's trying.
I don't have the camera on, so. Well, you couldn't have seen anything anyway, Bruce. Crazy person. So go ahead and pip everything one more time, Mike. Let the world know where they can find you and all the goodness.
Well, I guess the best place to go is glowinthedarkradio.com. That's like Mike Central.
Mike Central. I want a banner. I want a banner on there.
Mike Central.
And you know that you can't see radio, right? How do we know if it's glowing in the dark? That's all I'm saying. I'm just wondering.
Well, if you're in your car and it's dark and your radio's on, what's it doing?
Oh.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Wow. We should have been a video cast.
We should have been, yeah.
The look on your face was outstanding.
I hadn't thought of it like that. It's perfect.
For everyone listening in Vermont, you want to tell them when you're on the air so they can listen?
On the air on The Point. You can actually go to pointfm.com. That's our station's website. And I'm on the air every day from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. And you can listen to us online. We stream. It's AAA radio station, they call it. Adult alternative, album alternative. I'm not sure what all the A's are, but they're good.
One of them is alcohol.
And you will fix someone's car and won't break it like Bruce did?
I didn't break the entire car.
Oh, I get it. AAA.
There you go.
Hey, Mike, quick question for you. Do you know how to take the lug nuts off of a car?
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to end this whole episode, this great, wonderful, positive episode, giving Bruce a hard time.
Well, you know, they're not going to give me the apology I deserve. They're going to give me crap.
If someone says that you deserve it, Bruce, that means that they had to give it to you, which means you didn't really earn it in the first place. And I want you to go out there and be able to sustain yourself.
Shut up.
Okay.
What lug nuts are we talking about?
Bruce broke the lug nuts.
We'll talk about this later.
Another time.
So everyone, say thank you so much for Mike being here. Thank you, Mike.
Woo!
For being also brave enough to sit in on the first time we tried to do this. So good
job. Hey, good job, Mike.
Way to be a guinea pig,
thank
Mike.
Thank you for having me.
It was good times. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. And, you know, the sites and stuff, they're all back up. Yeah, the SOPA thing's still there, but click it. You can get to it, I promise. Make sure you stop by Facebook because we'll be posting again. Twitter, the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn, which is all at geekradiodaily.com. Or send a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Come on, Mike, try it again.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Ah!
So close.
One more time.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
We will see you in a week.
There you go.
Blah, 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 blah.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, what to say.
I was born way back in 1986. I'm an old man now, but I remember how it used to be. Was like in the days of the internet, you know, before SOPA. And I tell them, when was that? Let me see, sometime back in the early 21st century. I remember when the internet was free. Behind my keyboard, people let me be. See, there used to be a thing called freedom of speech. We had freedom to teach each other, freedom to preach, freedom to share culture and circulate ideas without the state trying to interfere. Lost that freedom, not freedom as in free beer, but the freedom to be free.